listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Desire. best of me was the air I breathed for way too long. Something had to give, it was the life I lived, and now it's gone, oh gone.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast coming at you today about a theory I came up with a little while ago about music. In fact, it has to do about singing. Even though I've read about music releasing endorphins and giving us a hit of dopamine, it wasn't apparent to me about what we could do with that information to make the world a better place. And yes, we all know that kind of music makes the world go round. We have it playing all over the place. You know, when we're doing the dishes at home, when we're riding in the car, just different places out in nature, as well as going to an actual concert or a club or a venue. You know, a lot of songs are written about world peace, love, and those kinds of sentiments. But just hear me out here. I know this may seem crazy, but what if we all sang to each other all day long? It might seem a little out there. And maybe even obvious to you, but just let's dig into this a little bit. Think about it. When you sing, you're immediately happy, right? It makes you feel good. It breaks down walls and inhibitions. You start to let loose, if you will. Cares and worries go out the window, and you experience somewhat of a euphoric state. At least I do. These days, I'm singing at least 2 hours a day, if not more. And I can attest to feeling a quote-unquote high, so to speak, after I'm done with a vocal lesson, performance, or group session. This feeling stays with me for hours, sometimes the rest of the day, depending on when the last session or performance or lesson is. So let's take this idea, this feeling, this after effect of singing, and apply it to situations in life that are stressful, controversial, or downright awful or negative. Instead of getting into a verbal confrontation with someone over a disagreement or reprimanding an employee for a mistake, or the worst of all, killing people for no reason whatsoever, or petty, silly, ridiculous reasons, let's just replace it with singing. I'll paint this picture for you. What if Kim Jong-il and Trump sang to each other during a meeting? Or if anyone from NATO or United Nations were in a heated discussion about some conflict or war going on? What if instead of one side screaming hateful words at a march for pro-life, the part basically opposed to pro-life is doing this, who are pro-choice but really are pro-abortion, if you truly start to think about it in a philosophical way. What if everyone sang? Both the pro-lifers, as I know this does happen on their end, and those opposed. I guarantee it would lighten the mood in the environment, and people would forget why they are fighting or angry to begin with. At some point, the feeling would be so great that it wouldn't even matter if someone was laughing with you or at you. I've experienced times like that. It's pretty neat. All that matters is that they be laughing. And it's not possible to be thinking two things at once. So if you're happy and laughing, you cannot be angry and mad at the same time. It's not physically possible. Our brains don't do that. We either think happy thought, or we think a sad thought, or we think a negative thought, or we think a weird thought. We can't do all of that simultaneously. It's either one or the other. So to put it simply, singing might very well be the key to achieving world peace. I know it seems a little nuts, right? I'm not naive to the fact that some people are tone deaf, if you will, or experience amusia. Maybe it wouldn't be the best for them to sing all day, as it could make those around them upset or agitated. And I know it would take a great deal of energy to not tire of singing all day long. It is a workout for sure, especially for your midsection. But I do think there is something to it. Something not captured by the eye, but captured in the heart and in the imagination.
many people can and will say, pray for peace. Although that's fantastic, praying for it is one aspect of it. Taking that prayer and positive energy and putting it into action is where the good stuff in life happens. After all, faith without works is dead, right? We need both prayer or faith and action, works. For me, I'm wholly convinced the first step in the action part of works we need to take in order to achieve a lasting world peace is singing. Let's let that sink in for a little bit. Singing all day long. We feel good. We make others feel good around us. We break down walls. We get to be a little silly. And we don't just feel good in the moment, but it continues to happen throughout the day of feeling good. Interesting, right? World peace. Singing. I think we ought to marry the two. That's it for today, guys. Thank you for listening. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good, guys.
Nothing all right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise or sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes or spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin here from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, coming at you today with our latest edition, Trust Your Instincts. You may ask yourself, what does this have to do with music? Well, more than you know. Let me paint a picture for you here with something non-music related on the surface at first, then we'll apply it to something music related, and hopefully it makes sense, all the while encouraging you to think differently about how you approach situations in your life. So here we go. Here's the scenario. Just totally made up, and we'll have some fun with it. So a woman steps out of her apartment, goes to lock the door, and thinks to herself, let me go back inside to grab my coat. Mind you, the forecast doesn't show any change of temperature. But as you know, Mother Nature has a mind of its own, and you can't always rely on the weatherman or weatherwoman to 100% predict what is going to happen every second of every day. So the woman goes back inside to grab the heavier coat, goes on with her day, out and about, running errands at ShopRite, getting an oil change, stopping by the liquor store for a party she's going to later that night, catching up with a friend over coffee at the local Dunkin' Donuts. A couple hours go by, and the coat hasn't left the passenger seat of her car since she put it in there when she first got in the car to leave her apartment in the morning. Then, all of a sudden, the winds change. The temperature drops a couple degrees, and as she leaves Dunkin' Donuts, she notices that she's getting cold. She forgot she brought her coat to begin with because so many things had transpired during the day that it wasn't on her mind that she did already go back to into her apartment to pick it up. When she arrives in her car, she notices it's there. What an awesome surprise and a much-needed article of clothing to keep her warm. So, what happened here? She had a quote-unquote feeling or thought that she might need it later, so she trusted her instinct to go back inside, grab it to have as a just in case, and had it available for the same reason. No one actually told her, you know, you should probably go get that. She listened to the voice in her head, if you will, saying, just go inside and grab it. The worst case scenario is that you don't need it and it sits in your car seat all day long. No harm at all. It's a weird kind of sixth sense you had, and although mundane of a scenario this might be, it happens all the time in life. How many times are we on autopilot and don't remember how we drove home from work? Because we've done it so many times that we could do it without thinking. This is the opposite, in fact, accepting we ought to do more. Think about various ways of getting places, various ways to do better at your job, always kind of being on, not really being on autopilot. Well, the same can go for music, especially when you're learning an instrument, performing live, or writing a song. So have you ever met anyone who doesn't know how to read music but can learn an instrument and a song on that instrument without ever playing it before? I have, and it's remarkable. It's truly something of a miracle, almost. It's an instinct, a feeling, a sixth sense of knowing where your fingers or your mouth, if you're using a brass or woodwind instrument, need to go for the next note or string of notes. I've experienced this myself when picking up instruments I've never played before. And just feeling like this is what makes sense to do, and this is where I should put my finger next, and how to play this certain scale or this riff. It's a feeling you get live when jamming or performing in front of a crowd that allows a band who's never played together know when to change to the next section of a song, or when to end a song that was never rehearsed before. It's all intuition, reading the situation and trusting that the almost telepathic vibe you are feeling, others are feeling too. I've been a part of this, and it is one of the coolest feelings I've experienced with a group of people. You are literally and metaphorically on a different wavelength during that time. I know I want to bottle that feeling up and bring it out when things aren't working the way I want them to when performing and rehearsing songs. It's just one of those really, really neat moments that it's hard to replicate, and I wish it happened every day. It doesn't always happen every day, but when it does, it's very special, and I always try to make a mental note of, wow, that was really neat. I can't wait to do that again. In fact, one of the places I've experienced this is at the company I used to work at, Allies. We had a music night once a month, a really big one that happened at this local venue. And it was a bunch of volunteer musicians that would come out, friends of mine, and we would never practice. We just showed up and played. And everybody was so independently good on their own that when we got together, it looked and seemed as if we practiced, because we can kind of read each other on, oh, okay, he's going to take a solo right now on guitar. And then, okay, we're going to end the song in the next couple bars because it just feels like we're going to end it. And all you have to do is turn around really quickly and the drummer knows that we're going to end the song pretty soon. It's a really neat feeling to be able to take these nonverbal cues and just kind of looking around at each other, feeling out the music and where it comes to like a good resolution, a good resonation at the end of a song. So when writing a song, it's about letting the words flow through you without overthinking them sometimes. It's like you're being the vessel for a higher power to work inside you, not questioning why it's happening or why whatever is being put into your mind is being put there for a clear and distinct purpose or reason. I've been a part of this in writing a few songs in less than 10 minutes and thinking to myself, how did I write this? Was this even me? I can't believe everything came together so quickly. Life-altering, game-changing stuff right there. In the end, it all comes down to trusting in the process, trusting in the instinct, trusting and believing in yourself. Do we really believe in ourselves, or do we just say that we do? As silly and simple as it may be, this could very well be a deciding factor as to why you are either thriving in life and why you may not be thriving. Again, there are environmental factors, of course. I'm not naive to that, and I'm not ignorant to that. But something definitely to think about. So let's say it out loud together. I believe in myself. One more time. I believe in myself. And I trust my instincts. I know I do. That's it for today, guys. Hope you have a great day. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.
A friend is all you need. Someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So many things to do in so many directions. To slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there through the thick and thin.
let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain. Flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. That's what friends are for. Life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. You're just too weak to go on. I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. Down the drain, fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain, push it right down.